101.9 FM,
live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
It's all about your health. Your good health. Food, drink, exercise, recipes, all sprinkled with common sense. Welcome to the KVOE studios. Emporia State Health and Human Performance Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jan, hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks. Good to see you.
It's great to be here. This summer is totally flying by.
It is flying by. It's about time to get back to school.
I did the whole thing to my kids of, you have 1 month. I said that yesterday. You have about 1 month. They were like, shush.
I know. That's what they're going to say, and you'd expect that kind of response.
Yep.
We had the superintendent of the local school district on with us yesterday morning, and they just launched enrollment.
Yes.
You know, for the new school year. So that's next. That's the next step, right? Making sure everybody is
enrolled
and good to go. They're off to a fast start, by the way. What check do they have? Upwards of, over 700?
Over 700 on
early
day one.
Morning.
So better than three times what they had really day one last year.
All right. Wow. And you were back to school when? You're not that far away, are you?
Well, we really, everybody kind of wanders back the first week of August, and then we have meetings usually the second week of August. But we start a little bit later this year than normal. We usually start like right on the calendar, right around that 17th, 18th, 19th, somewhere in there, and we're not starting till I think the 22nd. I didn't commit it to memory,
really?
But yeah, for classes. So, but we always have meetings the week before classes begin.
That's when you wander on in.
That's when I always wander in earlier than the others because I don't want to be arm wrestling someone for the copier machine or anything like that. But but yes, our contracts I think start like sometime in the first week of August. So. And then you see the athletes coming back, and that's just exciting.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is.
Especially those fall sports. I'm like, oh, bless your hearts. I just want to hug all of them that didn't get their season last year, and they're just so excited.
Well, we had a health and human performance students on our Saturday morning sports talk program.
Okay.
Jace McDowell was in,
yes.
Talking about his All-American status.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
As a football player and for academics.
Yes.
As he basically had a 3.99 GPA.
That's crazy.
And they asked him, where did you falter? And he said, I believe it was chemistry that he had an A minus in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you slacker.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. That, I tell you what, that young man. And you know, I always tell students, don't compare yourself to other people. That's not fair. You know, you're you. But if I could have about 100 of him, that would be great. Because,
life would be pretty good, wouldn't
it? Oh, my gosh. I mean, you talk about a talented athlete, totally dedicated to academics. He goes to my church, and he's just like the whole package. He's just such a really, really respectful and just has goals. And you just, I just want to look at his parents and go, I don't know what you did, but you did something right.
Yes.
So.
Well, let's see a copy of that plan you had.
Write a book, please. Write a book.
Indeed. So, we hear a lot from health and humans performance athletes up at Emporia State. It's quite a few of them.
Yes.
You have,
Yeah. Probably close to a third, I think, of our majors are in some sport. So,
all right. Well, Dr. Jan, plant-based foods. Now, I promoted this morning by saying that I did not believe it was your objective here today, and please correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth.
Oh, good.
It wasn't, what you wanted to do is change people's diets to just a plant-based vegetarian diet. But these are maybe some options if you're looking for healthy vegetables to maybe put in play.
Yeah, and that's the big difference with talking to people, because I would not come on the air and talk to you about becoming vegetarian or vegan because I am not that.
Right.
And I, you know, I'm very forthright with my students about that when they start my classes. I said, you know, some people choose to go that route and live that lifestyle because that works for them. That's what, you know, they believe in for some of them. And I said, me, I like a good steak every now and again. I like chicken. I like fish. I like eggs. There's just no way, and especially with vegan, because you have to give up anything that remotely comes from an animal. I said, there's just no way. I'm just not going to do that. So this, when you talk to people about a whole foods or a plant-based diet, it's less intimidating, and it should be, because it's less restrictive, and you're not making people kind of do that. You know, with the vegetarianism and the veganism, it's almost like a moral commitment.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of people take that very seriously. And again, that's fine. But when you talk to people about eating plants, it's just less intimidating. And to me, it seems easier. And again, it should, because it is easier. And it's more just a general goal. With every meal, you know, each and every day, trying to make a majority of it come from plants. And so you can still have your and some people do, you know, really they eliminate, but some people do restrict their meat and their eggs and things like that. But it's really just making the plants and plant-based foods, including things like oatmeal, you know, the focal point and the majority of your diet.
Yeah, so it's not Dr. Jen's objective to lock you into the vegan kitchen.
Oh, my word.
And lock the door. That's not, not what we're doing here today. And please log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page. The handouts are on there. Some good information on there about healthy options and the proteins you can get out of plants. Do you want to start with the plant-based protein sources and omega-3 fatty acid sources we can get from plant-based foods?
Yeah, that's one of the – I included those because – and I really do encourage people to go print these because a lot of people immediately think that – and maybe they know someone who's vegetarian who has to take lots of vitamins, you know, to make up for maybe some things that they're missing. But it, some people are concerned that, oh, I'm not, if I'm only eating plants, for instance, I'm not going to be able to get calcium. And if I'm not eating fish, I'm not going to be able to get my omegas. You know, their mind just jumps to maybe what they're not going to be able to get. And a lot of people aren't aware that there are so many plant-based foods, which again are not, some people hear plant and they think like your leafy green. They think kale and spinach, and it's not just those things. There are so many plant-based foods out there that can help you get, help be a source of a lot of the vitamins and minerals that we need. And so, yeah, if you take a look, the plant-based calcium sources, because again, that's a common one. Yes, there's things like oranges on there, which some people know from some really good orange juice marketing that you can get calcium from oranges. But quinoa, almonds, broccoli, figs, chickpeas, edamame. A lot of my students really like edamame.
Really?
And so, yeah, so that's high in protein and calcium. And so for most of these, it tells you how many milligrams you get per serving. So like for the edamame, which are just immature soybeans, and you pop them out of the pod and into your mouth, and they're really good, but you get 100 milligrams per cup. And a cup is a typical kind of size that you might have if you were snacking.
Okay.
You know, spinach has 145 milligrams per half a cup. So sweet potatoes, chickpeas, yeah, there's all sorts of chia seeds. I know a lot of people eating chia seeds nowadays. They put them in their smoothies, their oatmeal, their yogurt, things like that, and boom, you're getting the calcium that you need. So that's a good one to look at and help you, you know, make your grocery store list if you're trying, again, if you're just going to make it a goal to add more plant-based foods to your diet. Now, if you go over to the one that is plant-based protein sources and then it says five plant-based foods plentiful in omega-3 fatty acids, very much so some overlap here with the calcium, things like almonds, chia seeds, chickpeas, quinoa, hemp seeds. So a lot of flax seeds. There's a theme here.
Yep.
A lot of your nuts and seeds, which people, again, don't typically just sometimes they just forget or they don't know that, that those are plant foods too. It's not just your leafy, you know, vegetables that are plants. So basically, if you start to focus on fruits, vegetables, and nuts and seeds, and like I said, oats, that's a great start. And honestly, those are the things that, that I focus on. I do like tofu. I don't eat it that often, unless I'm around someone who really knows how to cook it well, cook it so it's palatable. But those are the things, again, that I try to add in, especially in my smoothies, but also my salads and my oatmeal and things like that. Try to add in those seeds, add in those nuts, get those fruits and vegetables in that really make this, again, so it's not daunting at all. So
chia seeds, sounds like they've got a lot going for them, huh?
Yes, chia seeds, very, all the seeds. I tell my students there's so much research coming out on the chia. The flax has been studied for a long time, the hemp seeds, so lots of different, you know, stuff that you read about different types of hemp, but the seeds are a really, really healthy option when you're talking about good nutrition. So
roasted peanuts.
I skipped over those. Yeah, but 10 grams of protein, healthy fats and minerals, and that helps fortify your bones and muscles, which is why most people are looking for protein and calcium. Yeah. So yeah, some really good suggestions there for sources.
So calcium, you've got protein, we've got omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
Walnuts too big, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And we've talked before on the show, walnuts are so good for brain health. They literally look like a little brain when you get them in that shell. And so, so many of these foods, and we've said this time and time again over the last 10 plus years, you know, that I've been coming on here, so many of these whole foods, these clean foods, these plant foods, whatever you want to call them, so many of them have multiple angles for how and why they are healthy. And if you look over on the infographic, it's really, really nice colors. It's got the teal green color, teal blue. But it, one of the things it talks about where it says that the major health benefit of eating plants is the fact that it can help, hopefully, to help you avoid heart disease and hypertension, which is high blood pressure. They know that when people increase the plants in their diet, because usually when they do that, they're decreasing the processed foods, that it helps to decrease their risk of those. Also helps with cognitive decline, helps decrease your risk of type 2 diabetes, which is just absolutely rampant right now and has been for a long time, and also lowers your risk for rheumatoid arthritis, which we've talked about before. So many reasons other than, hey, it might help me drop a few pounds. You know, so many other health reasons to increase your plant food intake.
Improving health and reduce disease, huh?
Yeah. I mean, if somebody said, tell me in 2 seconds why I should do this, it's going to help improve your health and then reduce your odds of developing diseases that none of us want to get.
Well, of course, you can pick up some of these items at the Farmer's Market, by the way, that is this evening at the Farmer's Market parking lot at 7th and Merchant. 5 p.m. is when the Farmer's Market bell will ring, and now is the prime time. The gardens are starting to really produce at this point.
Yep.
So I don't know if you've been down to the Farmer's Market lately, but the sweet corn is in.
Yes. Yes, I've been down a couple times and love looking at what everybody has. It's just exciting. It is. It's just you go from table to table and you're like, ooh, they've got that this week. So,
yeah, tomatoes are in, and check it out. Farmer's Market this evening beginning at 5 p.m. So, yeah, plenty of plant options out there for you, and not just plants, but you mentioned the seeds as well. So please take a look at the handouts that Dr. Jen has provided. You can log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page. And, from your vegan kitchen handout here.
Yes.
You know, I guess some tips on starting maybe some variations from your diet you are on right now?
Yes, especially if this sounds so foreign, like, why would I do that? How would I do that? This is a really good one to print off and stick on your refrigerator if that doesn't annoy you to have something on there. But again, if you're going to make this a goal, it really helps to have reminders. So that's why we make these available. But yeah, it says tips to start adding in more plant-based foods to your diet. That is literally the title. And I really like the first one because it, first of all, it hasn't come up in regards to what we've discussed on the other ones, and it's something that a lot of people don't think about, but it says start replacing your dairy with dairy alternatives. And it says there are so many plant-based milk alternatives out there that this one change is super easy. And they give the example of almond and coconut milks are great on your cereal. Unsweetened oat and soy milk are fabulous in your coffee. So many options out there. Our whole family is hooked on oat milk. That's what half of our milk in our fridge is. And I like it in my overnight oats. So pouring oat milk into my my oats, that, and then you have fruit. I have fruit and nuts in there as
well. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, they just soak overnight and you eat it cold. I really like that, especially in the summer, because I do not want warm oatmeal in the summer, especially now that it's back in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it's just a really, really cool breakfast to eat. So
well, but, and that is becoming more mainstream. I mean, if you look at you know, the advertisements that you see, you know, during regular programming on.
Oh yeah.
Network TV, you know, almond milk is huge. Soy milk is up there as well, that are becoming more commonplace.
Yeah. There are so many options, and I'm really impressed because even in Emporia, I'm starting to see things. I was at a store earlier this week, and or it was last week, but macadamia milk is a thing. And we served that at a health fair a couple of years ago, and everybody really liked it. So even the ones that aren't as mainstream, you're able to find here. And give them a try if you want. Find one that you like. I know a lot of people that use rice milk. Rice milk has, like, no flavor. It's very watery, but they're, you know, if you like it, there you go. So, but a lot of the nut ones are just a really, really tasty way. A lot of them have good texture, good flavor. You know, they usually don't have quite as, most of them don't have quite as much protein as your dairy milk. But if you're getting your protein from other sources, it more than makes up for it because of all the vitamins and minerals that you tend
to
get.
People
from
may say that you know, some of these milks, the alternatives, you're going to pay more for.
Yeah, but I have found they're really comparable. You know, it might be a little bit more, but you also don't tend to go through it, I think, the way a lot of people go through dairy milk. I don't, so maybe it lasts you a little longer. But yeah, it's usually a little more, but I don't think it's significant enough for most people to be a huge deterrent. That's just me. You're looking at me like I'm lying. Okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a price list. But I think especially the ones like you were mentioned that are right there in the milk cake, you know, next to the regular dairy. Yeah, I mean, and a lot of them come in the cartons, you know, which I think are what, I don't know if those are a half gallon or what. But, you know, I'm thinking a lot of them are for that half. And again, I don't want to say that wrong, but you know what I'm talking about with the carton size. I know a lot of them are around between $3 and $4 maybe. So,
well, I'm sure that the next time you come in, we'll address this and get some specifics. Well, if anybody out there right now knows off the top of their head, you know, the price differential between, you know, soy and almond milk and your regular milk at the store, please give us a call here, 342-5863. You know, I wasn't looking at you because of the price comment. It was the part of the comment that dealt with, well, you're not going to go through it quite as fast. And I'm thinking, I don't know how that plays out.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Ron.
If you've got kids, I mean,
have a teenage boy who chugs our dairy milk out of the, and I'm literally like, okay, that's yours.
That's
and
what I was picturing.
Yes,
right here, yeah.
And he chugs it out of, I think those are quarts that he chugs, and I'm like, oh my word. So it's like gone. Like I buy the, and that is lactose-free dairy that I get them, and he just chugs it, and that is about right around $3 okay. for that thing of this called Fairlife. And I'm just like, and he just drank $3 and, you know, 50 cents in one or two sittings, you know, and a few gulps. And yep. so whereas I was more thinking like with my oat milk and things like that, I pour it, you know, I pour a cup and a half into my jar of oats. Yeah. And yeah, so that's where I, so okay. yes, it might not be that way for everyone, but I know there's probably quite a few people that... You know, because he just doesn't – we tend to use the almond milks, the coconut in things rather than for just chucking.
Okay, I got
there you.
There we go. Okay.
See? We've been doing this so long we can like – yeah.
I'm glad we went down that road.
What is Jennifer Thomas saying?
Oh, that's funny.
You know,
what
that's what we
thinking?
Do here. We see a fork in the road, we take it.
And we use it. That's what we do.
That's right.
Hey, Dr. Jen, we had a question here coming in from somebody off the phone line and asked –
We got a couple of calls here too.
Okay. Your thoughts on the balance of nature of fruit and veggie products?
I'm not familiar with them.
Okay.
So, yep. I'd have to go look online and talk to people just like they would.
Okay.
Yeah, so no comment on balance of nature. Yeah. Hi, KVOE. You're on with Dr. Jen.
Almond milk at a major retailer in Emporia, Kansas, $3.49 a half a gallon and $2.49 a gallon on 2% regular milk.
Right. Okay.
Wow. Yep. Nicely done there.
There. Thank you.
Appreciate
thank you.
It. Okay. Bye. Have a good day. Now that is precise
that
right
is.
There.
Nailed it.
Appreciate the call right there. Hi, KVOE. You're on with Dr. Jen. Oh, I think they must have had the milk
they probably were going to tell us the same thing. But but yeah, I had three something in my head for the cartons like that. Because, like I said, I buy oat milk all the time. And if it was a ridiculous amount more, I mean, we're on a budget too, you know. So, but I knew that it was slightly more than the typical dairy milk, but not enough to make me go, oh, I'm not, you know, buying that. So,
yeah,
a dollar
like,
more.
You know, I've certainly have tried the almond. You brought almond milk in here before, and I like it.
Yeah.
And I bought almond milk before, and it tastes, it's good tasting. I like it, so.
Yeah.
It is good. So back to the tips to start adding more plant-based foods into your diet.
Yep.
What about this number three? Make sure you're eating enough.
Yeah. Many people, it says, make the mistake of completely cutting out meat and dairy and not replacing it with something else. Try adding in things like we've talked about tofu. There is a lot of fake meat products out there right now. So, you know, there's options to make sure you do, because fruits and vegetables, you know, aren't very high in calories. So you do want to make sure you're giving your body enough calories. So getting those from other sources, especially, like I says, if you're cutting out the meat and dairy. So yeah, make sure you're eating enough and getting enough of those quality calories. Usually, honestly, when you throw in those nuts and seeds, boom, you're gonna get that back up.
I don't know. The two words that just really do nothing for me, fake meat.
Fake meat.
It sounds bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's going against every principle that I've been reared on.
Hey, the quality of that may have improved over time, but I'm still not.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Well, I think we have another phone call here. Hi, you're on with Dr. Jen.
Yes, I have a question. My daughter is allergic to all kinds of tree nuts, so what kind of milk could we drink?
Yeah.
She's allergic to all nuts.
Right, and that's my thing, is my 10-year-old, we found out in gross fashion when he was 2, he has a severe nut allergy, so he, you know, all the almond milk and all the nut milks are off limits for him, and even in my, I think I mentioned this on the air one time, but I was like, coconut, oh wait, that's a nut, right, yes, it doesn't seem like one, but it is, so my son absolutely loves the oat milk. And they make it in vanilla. They make it in chocolate. He really likes the chocolate. And then they have I think plain as well. But so the oat milk, and then a good friend of Landon. You guys know because we do laps for Landon.
Dodie,
He also, in addition to his CF, bless his heart, he has some food allergies, including nuts and I believe dairy. And so, but he uses the rice milk. I know that they were the first ones that I ever knew that, like, that's what he has on his cereal and that sort of thing. So the rice milk is also a good option. So there's lots of good options, even for people who cannot have the nuts. the nut milks.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Sure, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call. Yeah, 342-5863. Appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of people, I'll tell you what, allergies are, they're out there. I mean, yeah. They're more significant. You hear more about them
yes.
now than you did years and years and years ago.
Yep.
So.
And they're not real sure why, but yeah, they just seem a lot more prevalent and... They hit us. They yeah. hit our family. So
you know, I'm fortunate. Our family has not had to deal with that.
Yeah.
So that's
yep. And you
feel
just...
very fortunate. What about you, Chuck? You have any?
Not really.
Food?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. Bella's really the only one that has demonstrated any food allergies, and that happens to be to seafood.
Mm.
So basically, and it didn't seem like it early on because she loved popcorn shrimp. That was her thing. And between that and mac and cheese and chicken nuggets, that was it. And then all of a sudden, about age 2 to 2.5, she yep. started breaking out and said, yep. well, it took a few months before we figured out exactly what happened, but consistently the popcorn shrimp came up, and so we had to take that off the list, and we basically erred on the side of caution from there. So that means no fish, no shrimp, no anything when it comes to seafood, unless it happens to be tuna fish. That seems to be about the only thing,
yeah.
especially in a tuna helper format, which is about all she can handle when it comes to that. But everything else seems to be okay with our kids.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not allergic to fish because
yeah.
that's one thing that now it is a little easier to avoid. You know, I talk to people whose kids are allergic to eggs and I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
how do you even get through your day? You know, you just have to be so careful. But for me personally, with my intense love of sushi, if I was allergic to fish, I would cry. But
you're a sushi lover,
oh,
huh?
I love sushi. Yes, it's my favorite. you're looking at me funny
no.
again.
No, I just had some when I was
yes.
My wife and I were out in California a couple
yes.
of weeks ago visiting our family out there, and my sister, who is a sushi lover,
there you go,
brought some home from the store, and it was what she brought home was really good.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
yeah.
I could hardly stop once I started.
Right.
You know,
really.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so good. And I'm so glad we can get it here because, again, it wasn't until a good 10, 12 years ago, you know, that we got our first sushi place. And now we've got a couple different options, which is just crazy. So, yeah, so good. But that's the tricky thing. That shellfish allergy I've known there's people that you can develop that in your 30s, 40s. I mean,
oh,
you can
yeah.
at any age, all of a sudden, you know, your body just starts to reject it. So... And I guess if it happens, it happens, and you just have to, you know, change what you take in. But yeah, it does. It takes focus, and it kind of changes your eating style for the whole family because, again, a lot of times you just don't want to keep that stuff around.
Well, great handouts. Again, log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page. All of these handouts are uploaded and ready for you to take a peek at your convenience as we... Finish out here our July visit from Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State. Did you get your family vacation in this summer?
We got it in right out of the gate at the beginning of June, yes. So that was nice. Went to Louisville, Kentucky, and did all the touristy things that you're supposed to do there. I saw how a Louisville Slugger is made
yeah,
from start
was my
to
first
finish.
Cool. Yeah.
Yes, that is the coolest process. And so that was a lot of fun and just did a lot of just sightseeing and shopping. And yeah, so
well, good.
Great.
Well, always good to see you.
Great to see you guys. Great to be in here. And next time I come back, it'll probably be school getting ready
yeah,
to start.
We'll have another very interesting and informative and educational topic to share with our listeners and our Dr. Jen fans out there. So,
here we go.
Jen, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Jennifer Thomas, Health and Human Performance Professor, Emporia State, monthly visit here. KVOE, live and local. Good morning. It is 8:51.
As wildfires tear through the western U.S., some health officials are using that